For two nights, Cincinnati's Woodward Theater will be converted into a laboratory for sight and sound, where experience and exploration is the focus, as they welcome this year's No Response Experimental Music Festival. Here to tell me more about the event are festival organizers John Rich and John Lorenz. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So when I think of experimental music, I think of a sort of Thelonious Monk meets Sonic Youth, jazz punk sort of hybrid. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think it means different things to different people, and nobody's wrong.
Certain people that make experimental music, that would be fitting for them, but not everybody, because everybody has different ideas or different areas that they want to explore that could be completely further from that.
And this festival that you're putting together, you have artists from pretty much all over the world coming together for these two nights.
Yes. We have people from Japan, people from who used to live in the UK.
Yeah, some people that live here now were more active in different areas, different countries.
Let's talk about some misconceptions about experimental music itself. It's not just extemporaneous improvisation. There's charting. I mean, these are classically trained, if not very highly skilled musicians. It's not just playing around.
Especially with the fest, we're trying to emphasize people who are masters of their craft, even if they're not necessarily trained. But it's like anything. You take work and practice, and you got to hone your stuff. So, and that's kind of what we try to focus on with a fest curation, is that it's all top of the line.
Well, I also feel like there's, I would say, a thin line between experimental music and performance art. Do you think that's fair?
I mean, they can go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think they can both be difficult to an audience member to digest in a way, depending on what kind of performance art it is. To, you know, the normal viewer, it might be, is this art? I don't know. So same with experimental music. People might hear it and be like, well, is this music? Is this art? What is this?
And some of the performers that you have, I was looking at some videos and trying to get a preview of the sound of this event. And some of these artists have instruments that they've crafted themselves. It's either something that they've completely made from scratch, or they've taken two or three different instruments and sort of literally welded them together. Tell me about some of the unusual things people might find at the festival.
To a certain extent, I think instrument building goes hand in hand with the way some people want to make experimental music. So, I mean, circuit bending, for instance, where you take something apart and you get it to be new.
As far as the performance, I mean, there's Yoshi Wada. He made different kinds of pipe organs or different bagpipe type instruments in the past. I'm not sure exactly what he's performing here. Or you have somebody like Bill Nace, who takes a traditional instrument like a guitar, and he'll stick things underneath of the strings so that you don't hear it like you would normally hear a guitar. You would hear it in his own way that he wants to make sound.
Sort of a guitar version of the prepared piano.
Exactly, yes.
So it takes that avant-garde, almost chance, I Ching kind of approach to music, but takes it maybe even a little step further.
Yeah, I mean, there's a composition in some things, but some things are completely improvised to where somebody is making a sound and then reacting to it in a way that's maybe in a chance style of they might hit it in a weird way that they don't necessarily know how it's going to sound. And I think that's an interesting thing about improvisation, is sometimes you're just reacting to the sound that you made that isn't necessarily a composition or something like that.
Different people go about it in different ways. Some people are more chance-based. Some people are more precise. And I think that's one of the things that makes experimental music so exciting, is it's such a broad term. Mm-hmm. So many ideas coming toward it. So, you know, it can be stuff that sounds nice or harsh noise. I mean, it all falls under the same category of exploring.
And how did you two get involved with the festival to begin with?
We wanted to do it.
It was as simple as that.
Yeah, well, we've both been putting on experimental music shows for over a decade now, and we used to run a space called the Art Damage Lodge, so we were pretty active then, putting on a lot of shows. And since then, we've kind of dropped off a little bit or haven't had as much opportunity because we didn't have a space. So we kind of finally just decided that instead of trying to find spaces to do shows on a regular basis, we would just do one big event and try to get people that wouldn't tour through here, that wouldn't normally come through, that would be really special for the occasion.
There's also a film component involved with this, correct?
Yeah, C. Spencer Yeh is screening a video that he did that's a collection of stuff he shot in 2002. So that's the only thing that's the visual element.
Tell me a little bit about this video project that he's put together.
We haven't seen it, but from what I understand, it's a concert movie, basically. It's 2002 is a pretty exciting time in the underground experimental music. And it's just basically a lot of shows that he videotaped and I think edited together. But it's an interesting thing because there's a lot of stuff here. Back when the Mockbee was known as SS Nova and the old Southgate House and various alternative spaces and apartments that don't do things anymore. So it's a nice document of a special time and a special place here.
It's like a time capsule.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, tell me about some of the artists that people can see at this festival over the June 16th and June 17th weekend.
Well, one of the most exciting ones that we're excited about and I think would be the most recognized is Genesis Breyer-Peorage and Edley O'Dowd. Genesis was more so known from being a founding member of Throbbing Gristle and later on Psychic TV. And she'll be performing with Edley O'Dowd, who is the recent drummer in Psychic TV and has been kind of involved with their artwork in the past as well.
I mean, honestly, pretty excited about everybody because we have a lot of people who don't tour anymore, so we're bringing them in specially. There's Borbetto Magus, who have been around since the late 70s, kind of came out of the jazz no wave type New York. I don't know how to describe it, but it's two saxophones and guitarist playing heavily amplified, heavily textured, exciting stuff. And then who else? Yoshi Wada, who was one of an early Fluxus member and is one of the drone pioneers with kind of Lamont Young and Tony Conrad, like the early minimalism music. And Hijo Kaiden, which is a Japanese noise band who are one of the first bands to just embrace noise. So they're coming from Japan. It's going to be exciting. And Jason Lescalite, who does kind of a mix of modern composition, electroacoustic tape loops. And
Graham Lampkin.
He is a sound collector and organizer. It's kind of tough to explain. His recordings are
like using the sounds of, you know, people hanging out in a kitchen or making food, or sounds that you wouldn't think of as music when they're being made, but layered over other things or just by themselves, it's interesting to listen to on its own. It's like a pretty common thing is John Cage's 433, where you're just listening to the audience, basically, the sounds of nothing, which it isn't the sound of nothing. It's actually the sound of everybody squeaking, coughing, the sounds you would never, ever, ever think of otherwise as music.
It's almost like a pop art approach to things where you're dealing with the ambient sound as opposed to this focal point of sound. Well, it sounds like you have a really well-balanced mesh of music and art and performers and everything going on at the Woodward. I really appreciate you guys coming in and telling me about it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, hope to see you there.
My guests have been John Rich and John Lorenz, organizers of the No Response Experimental Music Festival, June 16th and 17th at the Woodward Theater on Main Street in downtown Cincinnati. Doors open at 7, the show begins at 8. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Nolan.